In Unity, we have a wonderful daily publication with an inspirational message for each day of the year. That is our daily word, and I'll ask Bill Singler to come forward to read that for us today. We'll follow that with a time of mindfulness and meditation.
Happy Easter, everyone. Today's word is arise. I rise to accept new life and renewal. Jesus rose above all limitations, transcending darkness to light and death to new life. His overcoming death is the ultimate inspiration and example for humankind, a precious gift of hope and renewal. This Easter, I gratefully accept my renewal as I awaken to the call of the divine. I turn to the Christ presence within me and discover new life and energy, lifting me into the higher awareness and understanding of spiritual truth. In so doing, I leave behind that which held me in bondage. I rise above limiting beliefs, habits, and actions. With unwavering faith, I rise to accept inspiring new possibilities and the fullness of God's glorious life, love, and grace. And today's word is arise.
Thank you. And so as we honor ourselves in this moment, by taking time apart from all the busyness of our everyday lives, in order to just breathe and to be present in whatever way is most comfortable. And Ella is speaking her voice in this moment also, and we embrace her. Our newest little one here is part of our spiritual family. And she's saying hello. And we just let the sound of the baby, the life, the newness fill us. And we breathe into this moment as we relax and we let go, in order to touch deeply into infinite spirit, into the very heart of our being. And so I will be toning our singing bowl, which resonates at the musical energetic vibration of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. And as I do so, let those energetic waves wash over you and through you, awakening the call to your heart, reminding, uplifting, inspiring the truth of who we are. So as this resonance moves through us, sometimes awakening a part of us that might have been asleep, might have forgotten the grandness and the fullness of our soul, of our wholeness, our allness, our beingness. We breathe into the infinite light in which we are created, in the love that is the essence of the expression of Creator manifesting forth with us, through us, and as us. As we breathe into that magnificence that recognizes the truth of who we are and recognizes it in those around us, our family, our friends, and those who challenge us in life as well. For we are all part of a greater picture, a wholeness that invites us to come up higher, to grow, to become. And so we embrace it all. We embrace our humanness and we embrace our spirituality. We honor our life path. We honor the challenges and the circumstances which we face on a daily basis. And we celebrate the light, the creativity, and the love that moves forth through us as we create, as we become, as we rise into a greater knowing, a greater oneness. And so we breathe into the very heart of our being. Allowing the love that is unconditional to heal and bless any parts of us that feel separate, unworthy, apart from. We breathe into the wholeness of the love that heals and blesses and reminds us of the truth. And as we relax and breathe into this light and into this healing love, we feel it move through every part of our soul being. And as it does so, it then moves forth out into our physical beingness, our body here on planet Earth. And we feel our cells responding, dancing in that awareness of the wholeness, the allness, the oneness, the flow of life, ever present. And we give thanks. That we are a part of this magnificent universe. That we are part of healing light. That we are part of love. The greatest message that is shared with all humanity. And so we breathe, we let go, we receive, and then we share that light in this moment as we commune with Spirit in the silence. And so in this place of light and wholeness and oneness, we celebrate the flow and the activity of renewal, of springtime, of rising into a greater consciousness, of living forth our dreams, the things that delight us, of navigating through challenges, through darkness into light. The eternal message. A and for that awareness and for that promise. We are grateful, and we take this time to send forth our blessings, our prayer intentions, holding our loved ones and our prayer box in the light. And I invite you to speak aloud the names of those which you would bless at this time. Linda, Teresa, Richard, Jolene, Sue Ann, Donalyn, Noah, Joey, Kelsey, Linda and John, Karen and Bob, Shireen, Wanda, Mary, Dale, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, Sue Ellen, Terry, Matt, Courtney, and so through the spoken word, the power of the intention of the I am, the wholeness, the allness, we pray these intentions forth for highest and greatest good and healing. And we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
I